Hi, Day the Terry Manchester, Ches Edel, Tavshnay, and Vavra, Michal Kritzler.
It gives me great pleasure to once again have the opportunity to address the Choshvet Sivul and start your day the Torah way here in Manchester. Since we're holding still within close proximity to Shabbos Kiddush of Parsha Shoftim, I'm going to take the liberty of speaking out of Pasuk of the Parsha in Shoftim, where it says, Yad Ha'edim Tia Boy Varishayna L'Hamisei, referring to a person who has committed an Avera for which he warrants the death penalty. Tchayiv Misa. And the Torah says, when we carry out his Einish, his punishment of Misa, is Yad Ha'edim Tia Boy Varishayna L'Hamisei. Chazal say that the Edim, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Edim, witnesses who saw the actual Avera, they have to be the ones to actually carry out the execution. They have to actually kill him. They're the first ones to throw the stones on him, and afterwards, everyone else can join in. But they have to be the first ones to kill him. It's from here, the Gemara says, we learn a very interesting halacha. If Edim come to Beis Din, and they testify against somebody, and he's found to be guilty. And after the Pesach Din, Beis Din Paskin, Plonis Mechoyev Misa. This person, this gentleman, was taka over this terrible Avera for which he's Chayev Misa, and Beis Din wants to kill him. He's finished with after the Pesach Din. Unfortunately, something dreadful happens to the Edim. They're traveling down the motorway, and involved in a terrible car crash. And their hands don't survive. They have to amputate their hands. Since now the Edim cannot fulfill the Yad HaEdim Tia Boi Varishayna L'Hamisei, they're lacking the capability, unfortunately they don't have the hands with which to be able to actually be Mekayim the Oinish Misa, and therefore they can't currently fulfill the Halacha of Yad HaEdim Tia Boi Varishayna L'Hamisei. Is this gentleman who until now was on death's row, literally, he was pending his execution and waiting to be killed. Is the din is, no, we can't kill him anymore. He walks out scot-free. Incredible halacha. As the Gemara calls it, this is known as nikto yad ha'edim. If the edim lose their hands, is a ptor. Nikto yad ha'edim, if the edim lose their hands for whatever reason, is the person who was until now facing the death penalty is free. Yad ha'edim tibo evre yishayna. It's such an important halacha that if we cannot fulfill that halacha, is in such a situation, the nidden is potter mimisa. Oh, we're going to come to that. Excellent question. We're going to come to that literally in a couple of minutes. I'm glad you brought it up. Is just to get a little bit of more of a background understanding of what's going on here with Nikto Yata Edim, is as is well known, when a person's mechoyev misa, he has a changed status, has an altered status. He's known as a gavra ketila. He's known as a dead person, even though he's not still alive, even though physically he's still alive. And if somebody kills him, he's potter mimisa. The halacha discusses in Hilchos Shabbos, if there's a chiyuv bichlal to be matzil to save a person who's got a shim of a gavra ketila, who's a dead person. So the shaila is, when Yad HaEdim, they lose their hands, Nikto Yad HaEdim, what exactly is the gather of this patur? What exactly is it? Does it mean that the person is if the Edus, let's say, would be challenged and found to be false, in such a situation, obviously the person is not a gavra ketila. It was all false evidence, and we've basically now here, Edim and Zomim come, and they say, they prove that the Edus, the original Edus, was all a mistake. Is of course the person walks out free, or if you find the agency psulim, if you find that, let's say they're neger b'dover, or they're kravim, etc., if they don't constitute, the evidence doesn't constitute evidence, as obviously the person is completely potter, he walks out, he's not a gavra ketila anymore. What about the case of nikto yad ha'edim? Is in fact that the opinion of Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Salivov, is the same thing too. If it's nikto yad ha'edim, if the edim lose their hands, this person loses his status of a gavra ketila, he's like a regular person in Klal Yisrael, he's completely potter. However, the opinion of the Oish Sameach in Hilchus Eidus is not like that. The Sameach is the opinion that it's a completely different type of exemption from Misa than the person who's let sit on an Eidim who are found to be Krivim or Psulim. If an Eid is disqualified on the basis of being a Korav Apostle, then we obviously realize there was never an Eidus, and this person is not a Korav Ketela. But Nikto Yad Eidim isn't a Patur. Nikto Yad Eidim is a technical hitch. It's impossible to actually carry out the Misa. And therefore, the person's in limbo. He remains a Gavra Ketela. He still stays a Gavra Ketela. But we can't be Mekayim, the Oynish Misa. I.e., he still remains a Gavra Ketela. So you see from here, Machlekes between the Mechas Chinuch and the Yisrameach, as with Nikto Yata Eidim, does the person become Potter Legamri from Misa? Or is it just that we cannot execute? It's a problem in actually being able to carry out the execution. But the person still remains a Gavra Ketela. From here, we're going to move on to the point that was mentioned before. How many of the Eidim actually have to have Nikta Yodam? Is it enough for one of them? Or do we need to have both of them? It's a Sefer Afikiyam, where the Shoyal wants to say that's enough to have just one of the Eidim. It's sufficient to have just one of the Eidim, Shenikta Yodam. And in such a situation, the person, the Nidin, is Potter Mimisa. However, Afikiyam wants to prove, not like that. You need to have both of the Eidim to lose their hands. And so too says, Rimei Simcha, back of the Chiddush Rimei Simcha, on Ashas, Chelet Beis, he also discusses this point, and he says also, you need to have both of the Eidim to lose their hands. We see there's a discussion about this topic, if it's sufficient to have one of the Eidim, or you need to have both of the Eidim to lose their hands.
Hands.
Right. Right. Sorry? It's got to be that the Eidim are incapacitated. They've got to be incapacitated from being able to. Means they're what? Or? If they cut. Right. How else can they do it? That's the way we dash the pasuk. Good point, but that seems to be the way we dash the pasuk. Right. Right. No, that's mevu in the Gemara, that the mice we dash it in that way. It has to be their hands. They have to have hands. Right. 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 That's his thing. Yeah. That's exactly the halacha, exactly the point of it here. That we need to have the Eidim themselves to actually to execute the English Misa. There is actually a third day, a very interesting one, and that's from mentioned by the Chuvus Machne Chaim, who is the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. He says, a Gral de Yechidush, he says, what happens if you have a kas, a group of three or four Eidim, a huge group of Eidim come to Beis Din. So he's of the opinion, obviously, that's enough to have just one of the Eidim to Nikta Yodeh. So if you have two Eidim, so you have insufficient amount of Eidus afterwards to be able to Mechayev the Nidin. The minimum is two. If one of them is Nikta Yodeh, that's not enough. What about if you have more than two Eidim coming together, one group, to give Eidus? What's the halacha there? So he says a Chiddush Gadol. He says the same way as halacha of Nidus Echo and Korev Apostle, that if one of them comes a Korev or Apostle, a group of Eidim, but one of them is found to be a Korev or Apostle, we say bottle kol Eidus kula, that reduces the whole Eidus, the whole Eidus becomes reduced to nothing. It's the same thing he says also, if you have a kas of Eidim, which is more than two, three, four Eidim together, and just one of them was Nikta Yadei, is that mevatel Eidus on all of them. It's a shittah mechudeshes. Another afgemina is, if Eidim come to Beis Din, and Eidim say, an Eidus mechayev pleni misa, come along another cut of Eidus, and they say, we want to imazim you. We want to put imon yisem. So we know there's a chiyuv, there's a halacha of kashe zomam. The Eidim hanizayimim, the Eidim who have proved to be, having said, not said the right Eidus, because they were in a different place completely, they get the Eidus misa, which they wanted to place on the other person. Is one is afterwards, nikta yodom. Can they save themselves by nikta yodom? Can they save themselves by cutting off, if nikta yodom? So if it's just a chesaron, if it's just a chesaron, and be able to actually execute the Einish Misa, there's still Edom Zoymimin. The Edus was a good Edus, just we can't, technically we can't kill the Nidon, because they haven't got hands to kill him. And therefore they're still between Zoymimin, and they themselves will get the Einish Misa. Whereas, if it's Ke'ilu the Apostle, so now it's a situation where the Edom became Apostle. Once Edom become Apostle, and then Edom come to Imazim them, they're ready to turn Edom Psulim, and the Hazama can't take effect. This point is discussed by the Aruch Hanet. Definitely the same thing. Yeah, we'll see in a minute. If Edom ran away, we'll see. We'll discuss these points. Edom ran away. Is right. So now, having discussed this, this leads us on to a further shaila as follows. Very interesting shaila. A question raised by the Ohr Sameach, a famous question raised by the Sameach. There's a huge debate amongst the Rishonim, which is extremely negea, pertinent halacha lemaisa. A person who had, the shaila is a person who is faced with a situation. Where he knows that his friend is in a life-threatening situation. His friend's going to Pasha's going to die. And that he has an opportunity to save the life of his friend by losing one of the limbs of his body. Is he mechuyev lahatzil nefesh chaviroi al yedei being mafsid by giving up a limb of his body? And he says, again, halacha lemaisa ma'id, and a kidney transplants, etc. Where somebody unfortunately cannot survive without the kidney, does a person have to give up? Is a chiyuv for him to give up? And eva chumigufay lahatzil nefesh chaviri. So the Tshuva's Radvaz in Tshuva, he brings the opinion of somebody who happens to be the Rikanti, no less than the Rikanti, echumigdila rishenin, who holds that yes, a person has to give up his eva to save the life of his friend. Radvaz says no. Radvaz says drachel darchi noyam. Cannot be that Torah requires and expects of a person to be able to give up, to lose echom evori gufoi, even to save nefesh chaviri. That's Radvaz and Shitta. But, as you mentioned, Rikanti holds, not like that, Rikanti holds a person's mechuyev to give up echom gufoi. So since there's Sameach, l'chayra, yish mokim l'achriya b'shay lezu, we can bring a raya. He says as follows. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, What happens if Edom come to Beis Din, and they come and say, Ploini Reuven was Mechayev Shabbos, he's Chayev Misa. And Beis Din Paskin, yes, he's Mechayev Misa, and they're about to take him out to kill him. And suddenly the Edom say, one second, this is all a plot. He never was Mechayev Shabbos, we came and he said Edom Sheka, and we just a minute before they see that they're about to kill him, they suddenly get the Chapa Pachad, and they retract from the Edom. Is Matt, do you know what the Beis Din do? What do we do? As you quite rightly say, Rabbi Yisai, Kivin Shehigid, Shuv Einechoyze Omagid. It's too late. Unfortunately, this person, even though Beis Din are quite convinced that there was never any Edus, it's all a plot against him, nonetheless, we take him out and we kill him. So says the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. It's not as chus, it's just relying on the Edom. These same Edom cannot go back on the Edus. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanon.
How does that work? These Edom become pussy Edus. This is the Kama Shaker.
It's a shayla over
there.
Yeah, it's a good shayla though. They cannot pass on themselves. It's a good shayla. But the Maisa, the Gemara says that's their halacha. They cannot make themselves possible, and the Maisa, we kill the person. Tanur Rabbanon. Maisa, but although Echot Yotzin the Horig.
So what
nothing, absolutely nothing. Oma, im yesh mi ovin zeh, lo yitim yisosi kapol lachal avin yisai. Vim im bi ovin zeh, tim yisosi kapol lachal avin yisai. Hu beisi v'chol yisor menukin. Va'idu lo yitim mechila, lo oilam. The person says, the person went out on his way to his execution, he said, listen, he said, if I have that avera, I'm not chanama, this should be a kapol for me. But if not, I'm not, shum ponim v'ayu for not. So the Eden said, and he said, the Eden, the Eden cells should never ever have mechila. When Chachomim heard about this, they said, "Lachzira e efsha, we cannot take him off death's row. We can't take him away from being killed. Shikvar nigzor gezera eli yehorig, you have to kill him. V'yekoyler toli b'tzavur ha'edim, and the edim will have to face. It's their conscience. It will have to be that it's their problem that they've killed somebody else." Rashi says something incredible. One of the longest Rashi's in Shas. If anybody wants to challenge me on that, b'vakasha. of a Rashi, a long Rashi, from the top of the Omid right to the bottom of the Omid. Rashi says something incredibly incredible. The second half is more than a to us, but I'm going to read the first half because it's so topical as we approach Yimei Adin, Yorin Neroim, just to see what it means to have the Din Shamayim. Says Rashi as follows. Ma'isu b'moiches echad Yisrael. There was a following episode, says Rashi, took place with a moiches, you know, typical person, a taxpayer, a tax master, who comes and he takes taxes, he taxes the poor, and he oppresses the poor, is a Rosh HaGomel. Kol Yomav is a Rosh HaGomel. And he died on the same day, says Rashi, Shemes Adam Gomel Be'e. As the God, in the Gedalia Torah of the E, also, Grace of Tzadi also died. They both died on the same day. What happened? All the Bnei E joined together to be Misasik in the Mitta and the Levaya of the God Lador. And also the Kroivim, the few Kroivim who were connected to this Moiches, they also came, also joined. And they brought out the two mitzvahs they brought out together. The Kofsu Aleim Oivim. Suddenly, the Goyim jumped on them, and the crowds just scattered, ran for their lives. So we left here with two mitzvahs of the Rosha and the Grace of Tzadik, all by themselves. So actually, there was one Talmid Chacham who stayed, one Talmid who was so attached to his Rebbe that he stayed stuck next to the mitzvah of his Rav. And he saw what happened. Shortly after the danger had dissipated, everybody came back to join again, to join in the Levaya of the God Ladoi. Of course, as you guessed, Rabbi Yisai, as I'm sure you all guessed already, they got the two mitzvahs were interchanged, and they all picked up the sibul, the choshe olam picked up, and the mitzvah of the rosha, and he started to say, "Speed him on the mitzvah of the rosha." And the other mitzvah they left just for the craving. Stan said, "It's time," and he starts shouting at them, telling you're making a terrible mistake. And nobody listens to him. Everybody ignores and say, "No, we're sure that we have the mitzvah of the tzaddik." For his time, what is their talmud ma'id? The Maisa, after all this, came home that night and he felt terrible. How could it be? He just couldn't understand. How can it be that the Ganseir gave such beautiful hespedim and the Malavat such covered amis to this Rosha Moiches and the Tzadik was left abandoned? So he says, how could it be that this person had such bizoyan, the Tzadik had bizoyan, and the Rosha had such a covered godl b'kvurasi? So his Rebbe came to him that night in a cholim, says Rashi. Do not fret. You should just know this is all Olam Hazeh. But in Olam Haba, you should just realize what a covered godl I have in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. I'm sitting in Gan Eden. I have tremendous covered in Gan Eden. And this Rosh, this is Rashi, is sitting in Gehin. The hinge of the door of Gehinim is revolving in his ears. Avol, Pamachas, why taka did this happen? The reason why, unfortunately, I didn't have such covers is because once I heard the gnus of Tamidi Chachomim, and I didn't react, I wasn't moich, I didn't object to it at all. But a kach nirashti, and that's why I got this einish. Conversely, the reason why this moiches had such tremendous covers, because once he was making a suda for the sar ha'ir, to flatter the sar ha'ir, very boss ha'ir, in the end he didn't show up. So what did he do with the suda? Chilka la'aniyim. He gave it out to the aniyim. He gave it out to the poor people of town. That zechus enabled him to have b'misasei this tremendous covet. So he asked him, how long is this moiches going to be in Gehinnom for? So he said to him, terrible thing, he said to him, until Shimon ben Shatach dies, He said, till Shimon Shatach dies, he can't his tachtok, and Shimon Shatach, he will enter Gehinnom instead in place of this person. What does Shimon Shatach do to have to? Shimon ben Shatach will go to Gehinnom. Why? Shvayin revealed that Shimon ben Shatach is not taking action. He's standing passive and not taking action against a terrible plague of machshifis. In those days, there were machshifis, there were witches doing magic, and he's not taking action against them. Koiches hatuma. Since he's not taking action against them, he's going to go to Gehinnom. So straight away, this time he goes to Shimon ben Shatach and he tells him, this is what's happening. In Shemayim, they're saying about you that you're going to go to Gehinnom. So that prompted Shimon ben Shatach to take action. What did he do? Rashi says, he took, there were 80 mechashifis hiding away in a cave, and he took Shmoinim Bochrim Bali Koima, and he stood them outside, and he said to them as follows, he said, each one should take a keli, a vessel, put inside it a talis, cloak of sorts, and stand outside. And it's a rainy day. And Shimon Shattuch says, listen, be very careful. They've got tremendous powers of witchcraft, but know one thing. That's only when they've got their feet on the ground. If they're off the ground, they can't do anything. So he stood them outside the cave, and then Shimon Shattuch came, and he said to them, he raised his voice, and he said to them, he said, come out. They said, who are you? He said, I'm a tremendous magician, and I've come to test you in your magical skills to see how well you can do. So they came out, and he said, listen, I want to show you. Here I have 80 bochrim, he says, 80 lads, and said, on a rainy day, they can all stand here with a dry talis over them. Quickly, they took out the talis from their kelim, put it over themselves, which was totally dry, because it had been inside the kelim, and the witchers were very impressed. And so, he got them, whilst they were on the ground, the Meister, he managed to, whilst they were off the ground, he got them off the ground, and he managed, each one picked up, each one of the Shmuel and Bochrim picked up one of his witches, so they're off the ground, and therefore they were no longer a threat, and he took them all off and killed them. However, there was a certain craving of these witches who wanted, after such an event, they wanted to take revenge against Shimon Shattuch. They hired Edim Shakronim, and they came and they testified against Benoi Shimon Shattuch, against his son, obviously his grandson, and he said that he did an Avera for his Mechayv Misa. Basin took him off to Mechayv Misa. Suddenly the Edim said, no. They said, the only reason why we said that Benoi Shimon Shattuch is Mechayv Misa is only because it was an act of revenge because of what he did to these witches, who are relatives. And Basin didn't listen to them, and they killed Benoi Shimon Shattuch. They killed their Ben Shimon Shattuch. So we see that what? Once the Edim have given their Edus, there's no going back. There's no going back on it. If they say themselves, and if they give the most plausible explanation as to why, nonetheless, we can ignore them, and we kill the Nidim. So ask the Sameach, says the Sameach, I've got an idea, he says. What, it's impossible, everyone knows that this person is possible from Isa, but there's nothing we can do. He says, why don't we say the Edim should amputate their hands? Nikto Yaza Edim. If the Edim cut off their hands, mi potter Yaza Edim. Either they're going to lose Echom in Vorim Sheba Guf Shalem. Or we can be Lahatzil Nefesh Chavireim. If that's the end, could save the life of somebody else, then L'chor, they have a chiv to do so. They have a chiv to amputate, to be Masid and Eva Echom in Gufom. Let them cut off their hands, these Edim. Talach is Nikto Yaza Edim. Potter. Okay, fine. They can't go back on their Edus, but they know that if they don't go back, if they don't do it, they know, as matters stand, Pelin's going to become a Chuyuv Misa. Pelin's going to be killed. So let them, why they not got a Chuyuv to cut off their hands, the Hatzal Nefesh Chavriyim. From here, L'choy is Muchach, that no, a person is not Mechuyuv to give up an Eva Echo Migufoy in order to save Nefesh Chavriyim. Tremendous Einfall of Araya. So some say that Rikanti only spoke about a case, which is just disgusting there, where a guy comes to Yisrael and he says to him, listen, he says, I'm going to cut off your hand. I'm going to cut off a certain Eva, your arm. But I'm telling you now that if there's a way out of it, if you manage to kill Plony, if somebody kills, if we kill Plony instead of you, then I don't need to cut off your hand. So in that particular situation, there really was a psak din on the Eva Echod. There really was. The threat was already against the hand of the person. Just he knows he can get out of it if somebody else loses his life. So then Rikanti says, since there already is this, his Eva is already under direct threat, that in such a situation, then he said, a person's mechuyev to give up his hand. But to offer one's hand, there's no mechuyev. A person's sholim. He just knows that if he gives up one of his Ivorim, then he can save the Nefesh Chaveri. But there is no threat directly against any Echom Ivorim Shabakufay. In such a situation, even Rikanti didn't say this halacha. So some people say. However, there is possibly a different way out of it. Rav Moshe Feinstein also brings this shayla in Chosha Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tesvav. And he says, this kasha is such a strong kasha, he says, that there must be a different text to the kasha. Why is it such a strong kasha? He says, even out discussing what we said before, is a person mechuyev to give up an eva to save nefesh chaveri? He says, here it's 10 times worse. Even themselves, if they have to actually execute the misa, then they're actually perpetrating ritzicha. They're not it's not just a situation where a person can be matzil nefesh chaveri. He can save the life of his friend. If the Edim have to do Yad Edim Tiyah Boi Barishayna, then they're rotzchim. They're murderers. They have to actually do the, they have to actually take the stones and kill the person. Is how can we say, that Edim should be mechayv retzicha? They know they're being over retzicha. They know themselves. They know very well that they fabricated the case. The Edim is false completely, and that now, what are they doing? Now they're killing somebody. Biyadayim. How can? Of course they have to. Of course they can't kill somebody. Of course they have to chop off their hands in order that person should be killed. Says Rav Moshe, L'chayu got to say, we're talking about here a case where the case of Shimon ben Shatach was that it was a case of Ritzicha. They said that you were M'chayu, and the Edom came and invented a case that please, that Shimon ben Shatach was a Ritzach. He killed somebody. The Rambam says, interesting halacha, that there's a difference between Ritzicha and all other Chayvim Mises. All other Chayvim Mises, which a person's over, if the Edom is nikto yadon, if the Edom can't do it, then the person's free. But dafka bar ritzicha, there's halacha, that either the Edom themselves can't do it, other people can't carry out the misa. So we have to say, here we're talking about a case of ritzicha. Otherwise, there's no way we can say, since the Edom themselves are doing it, and the proper ritzchim, the proper murderers of this person, of course they're mechuyev to chop off their hands. According to everybody, they're mechuyev. The shayla is, the only problem with that is, that the Makoy, which is Yerushalmi, this long Rashi, Yerushalmi says that they wanted to stone him. They wanted to stone Shimon ben Shatach, the Bnei Shimon ben Shatach. As I'm sure you'll know, that the Einish for a person who kills somebody is Besaif, is Becherev. He's killed by the sword, not Alidei stoning. And if you see from here, obviously it was a Misa, such as a different Misa, not Einish Ritzicha, such as Chil Shabbos, which the Einish, which these Edom came and invented against Bnei Shimon Shatach. Now, L'chayra, this brings us back to what we mentioned previously. A person who is Nikto Yada Edim, what exactly is his status? We mentioned the Michas Kinuch holds, the person goes scot-free. He's no more a Gavra Ketela. But the Sameach and Hilchas Edus says, no, he still stays a Gavra Ketela. Just the Edim cannot, technically, the Edim cannot carry out the Oynish Misa. So since the person, on all counts, even if the Edom will be nicked with Keter Yodom, this person will still remain a Gavra Ketela, but he has based his psak on him. Is a Gavra Ketela, a person who is Mechoyev Misa, there's no Issa Ritzicha, there's no Chiyuv Ritzicha to kill him. A person who kills a person who is waiting to be killed by Basin, Basin and Paskin already is Mechoyev Misa. He's a Gavra Ketela, and if somebody else comes and shoots him, and kills him, he's not even Chiyuv Ritzicha. It's Osa. But there's no chiyuv ritzicha. Since there's no chiyuv, we don't go and kill the person who killed him. It's not considered to be a ritzeach. That being the case, Rishameach l'shitose, where he brings a raya from this case, that they ought to cut off their hands, and he says it all depends if you hold, you have to save the nefesh chavrei al deha by being mafsid in eva echo mikufay. Frikra Moshe Feinstein, what do you mean? Even if you hold, you don't have to save the life of your friend by giving up an eva of your goof, but you definitely can't kill him. Of course you have to do everything you can to stop killing him. But since here, this person is really Mechuyev Misa, and even if the Ezeim will be in the Keter Yadam, he'll still say Mechuyev Misa. And such a person, there's no Chiyuv Misa if you kill him. It's a bizarre, they have even got no Chiyuv Ratzchim. Because B'chol Ponim, whatever you're going to say, this person will always remain a Gavra Ketela, and there's no Chiyuv for killing him. There is one more Shaila, which Moshe then brings in the continuation of the Tshuva, and he says, there's a similar shayla which the Rogachev asked. He said as follows. Is a halacha, which is known as Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Yisura. If a person says that this kikar, this loaf of bread is tevel, I hold it's tevel, and even though everyone knows it's not tevel, but that person himself is osa to eat it. Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Yisura. If a person says, this is osa, I'm osa, then he taka has an issa. And ish is ish, who says, tmeyani, she says, I'm tmeya. She's got Issa Taka. She has an Issa because she holds, she's Asura. Anybody who holds, he has an Issa, he Taka becomes Asa. So Ramesha brings from the Rogachava, as the Rogachava says, if Edim go back on the Edus, Edim come to kill somebody, and the first day they say, yeah, he committed this terrible Aveira. And based in Paskin, they're doing, and they say, yeah, we're going to have to kill this person. The Achab sucked in, Edim go back on themselves. The Edom are saying, no, we're shakranim. Effectively what they're saying is that we now cannot carry out this Oyish Misa. Because if we can carry out this Oyish Misa, we have an Isav, a love of Ritzicha. We're murderers. For me to carry out this aid about himself, for me to actually kill this person, would be Ritzicha. He's disabled. He's now disabled. He cannot function and actually kill this person because he's also to do so. He's shavin nashichat yichad yisura. That itself ought to be a nikta yad ha'edim. The edim can't do it. That's why Moshe brings the Rogatava. There's a tshuva sefer, not so well known, but the author had a shver who was very well known. The shver was Rabbi Kiva Iger. And the author, being his son-in-law, was Reb Chaim Shmuel Binboim. And the name of the tshuva sefer is Rechash Leivov. Reb Chaim Shmuel, Rechash Leivov. The son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva Iger. In Siman Yud Beis, he brings that the wagon driver, the Baal HaGola of the Nesivus, so he was given the mission to bring the Nesivus, when he became Rav. Which town was Nesivus Rav? Lissa. Nesivus was Rav of Kila Kedusha Lissa. So on the way to Hachtorah, when they inaugurated the Nesivus to become the Rav, take his rabbinical post of Kila Kedusha Lissa, this is an example of what it means to be a driver of a Godel B'Yisrael. This Baal HaGola, he didn't waste time on the way. He took the Nesivus to Kila Kedusha Lissa to come Rav, and says in Shuvah Sefer Chash Levov, so he recounts, that the Baal HaGola, the wagon driver, apostle wagon driver, he asked Nesivus this question, which the Rogatava asks. Why is it not Shavya Nasha Chaticha Deisura? Why do we say it's not Nikto Yadu Edim? Because the Edim disqualify themselves. They say that they cannot kill this person. We say, we've got an Isra Tzicha to kill this person. If that's the case, ought to be like Nikto Yadu Edim. Musa Haskel from Namolag and Baal HaGola is Rechash Levov brings down both questions. He handles both questions we mentioned. Firstly, why the Edom themselves, in order to save the nefesh of this poor person who's about to be killed, why are they not mechuyav to amputate their hands? And secondly, why do we say the fact that they say that they can't, that itself gives them an issa to do so, and it's an issa to do so, that itself constitutes a situation of kilu nikto yodom, they cannot carry out the chiyuv misa. Then itself is Nikta Yodom. So how tucker do the Edom go ahead and kill him? So he says as follows, to answer both questions. He says, Givaldi. He says, he uses one to answer the other. He says, yes, it's Shavya Nashe Chaticha Disru. The Edom themselves have placed upon themselves a restriction in being able to execute the Oynish Misa. They say this also, so it's also for them to do so. But he says, Shavya Nashe Chaticha Disru will work Lemafreya. By virtue of the fact that they've believed, the Gabbai themselves, that they're not allowed, that's an Isra Tzicha for them, is we believe them that they always had the Isra Tzicha. Here comes an interesting halacha. What's the din if Edom who are Gidmin, Edom who have never had Edis, and didn't have hands, if they come to Beis Din to give Edis about somebody? Till now we're talking about Nikdiyah the Edom. The Edom had hands, Mishas the Edis, and afterwards they lost their hands. What are Edom who never had hands? Mishas the Goddess Edis never had hands. So the Gemara says that if the Edom were Gidmim, if Bishas, the Edus, the Edom never had hands, then they're allowed to give Edus. The whole problem of Yad to Edom Tiyah Boiber Yishena, and we say Nikto Yad to Edom Potter, is only if Bishas, the Edus, they had hands, and afterwards they cannot kill him. They haven't got hands. But if they never had hands, then we say that what? That Edom Gidmim can give Edus. So he says that since they're believed to say that they always have Isra Tzicha, that means from Mishas HaGodas Edus, from the time they came to Basin originally, they also couldn't be Mechayev him. Because what? Because they believed there to say they had an Issa. That gave them an Issa Lemafreya, that they could never kill that person, even Lemafreya they couldn't kill that person. So he says, if they were Gidmim, Edom who don't have hands, and they come to Basin, they're allowed to, we say he's Chayev, the person's Chayev, they're allowed to give evidence against him. It's only if they started off with a chiyuv of Yad to Eden Tiyeboy, and afterwards they came incapacitated, they can't use their hands, they can't kill him. Afterwards, their hands became amputated, and they can't kill him. Only in such situations is he potter. But if the Eden Mishas HaGodas Eden never had hands, then the person's chayev. If they say about themselves that they have an isha tzicha, then they're mafreya, they always had an isha to kill him. They always had an isha tzicha. So they could never kill this person. So if that's the case, it's as if they were gidmi meikara. And this teretz also is to be employed. We have to make mention, as just to conclude, we have to make mention of another problem here, another thorny problem. Yada idim tibayber yishayin elam yisei. And if nikto yada idim, potter. So what do we do, Rabbi Yisai, if the edim are koyanim? Any koyanim here? Oh, if the edim are koyanim, or nazirim. Any nazirim here? No. Koyanim or nazirim, amongst the, if the edim are koyanim or nazirim. So a koyan is also the tamis lemeis, and a nazir is also the tamis lemeis. So if we examine the arba mises based in, it's not a skila, there's no problem for a koyan to do. Why? He stands from a distance, he throws a stone, that's not a problem. But what about chenek? Rambam says, how do you do chenek? We take a rope and we tie it, we encircle the neck of the person who's about to be killed, and they go and pull it tight until the person dies. Rabbi says, in such a case, if a kohen would do such a thing, his stomach will become, it has an ista tumor. He's mechuba, he's joined, he's touching, he's touching something which is touching the mace. As the person dies, his neshama goes out, and the kohen is there holding on to the rope, which is strangling this person. How can a kohen do such a thing? L'chor is the case of nikto yad ha'edim. It's like a case of the edim who come up, kill the nidin. They have an issa to kill him. That's the case of nikto yad ha'edim. Oh, but if we say that what? That since the issa started from beforehand, then that's the situation of gidmim, of edim who always had an issa, to do so. Edim who are gidmim may korab, the shas edis, they always had an issa. Then there's no problem, nikto yad ha'edim. Then the person stuck a chayiv misa. But what about Rabbi Yisai? If a person, the aid says, after he's given edus, he comes and he says, Harini nozi, I make myself a nozi. Aha. So in such a situation, b'shas I got his edus, he could carry out the death penalty on this person. But afterwards, he's made himself, in between, after sucked in, before the actual Einish Misa, he's made himself a nozi, and now he can't kill him with chenek. It's maybe such a thing, will taka be nikto yad edim. In which case, even out amputating the arms, any edim who want to go back on it, they should say, Harini nozi.
Will he finish the nazir? Well, how will he finish the nazir?